NAKPR, this is KCYVF.
Go ahead, Ron, it's NAKPR.
All right, the easiest way to look at what licenses you have and to print out a reference copy, either print it out on a printer or save a copy, an electronic copy, if you look up or go to the Universal Licensing System for the FCC. In Google, I just type in FCC license search. The first thing that comes up on the page is the FCC Universal Licensing System. I click on that, and it brings up the main page. Now, once you bring that up, the main page in the center, it says license search. You want to search by your FRN number, not by your call sign. That's why you'll be able to see both your call signs for your GMRS and your ham license. So there's a little pull-down menu. It defaults to search by call sign. If you click on the little pull-down menu, you can say search by FRN. So you'll need to know your FRN number. Once you type your FRN number in and you click search, it will bring up the search results for that FRN number. And for me, it shows my ham license of KC8YVF. It shows my GMRS license of WSAU-419. If I want to print a copy of or save a copy of my license, I will click on one of those. So if I click on KC8YVF, it will bring up my KC8YVF information. And across the top of the page, it will have some choices, and one says reference copy. You click on the reference copy, and it will download a copy of your license for your ham license. If you click on it from your FRN number, your GMRS license, it'll do the same thing. It'll bring up your GMRS information, and across the top it says reference copy. You click on that, and it will download a copy of your GMRS license. You can then open those up in a PDF file. Those are both PDF files. They'll be saved to your computer automatically, typically in your download folder. And then you can open them up with Adobe Acrobat, the standard PDF program. Or if you don't have it, it'll generally open it up in a web page, or it'll open it up in a Word document. There's several things that will open up that type of document, but usually it's the Adobe Reader is what they open up for that. So that way you can see and you can print out all of your information. So do it by your FRN number, search on your FRN, and then you'll see all of your license information associated with that number.
Well, Ron, that was a lot of information all at once. Okay. I had the license search, and it took me into Google, and I got to license search, Federal Communications Commission. Is that what I want?
That is correct.
Okay, I clicked on that. Now I am at, do I search by call sign?
Negative. You want to search your FRN number.
Okay, that's right. I don't. Okay, well, let me download. Okay, there's FRN. Okay.
So from the license search page in the center there where it says license search, it says by call sign. Change that, click on the little down arrow next to by call sign, and change that to by FRN. And then type your FRN number in that white box and click search.
Yep. I hit the down arrow. I said FRN number, so I'm typing that in right now.
Yeah, it takes a while to run these searches. I don't know, for There must be a whole lot of stuff in there, but yeah, it can take a minute or two to do that search.